Great day, great day, great day. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Thank you so much for joining. We have a great show for you tonight. Exclusive interview with comedian Miss Arkansas Wednesday today, tonight, September 16th at 7. Right now, we have her live on the line. We want to just bring her to you. But right before she comes on, I just wanted to give you guys just a little background. Comedian Miss Arkansas is going to tell you some great highlights about what's going on in her present day and how she's functioning and how you guys can stay safe out there and keep grinding and shining and keep winning. So just lovely and kind-hearted is what you feel once graced by Miss Arkansas's presence. After only seconds of being around her, your sadness turns to laughter and tears of joy. Born in a small town, laughter became her love after being inspired by her father. Networking active from state to state, some roads were rougher than others. Miss Arkansas has truly put in her share of hard work, or should I say, paid her dues to be where she is today. And on that note, I'm going to welcome Miss Comedian Arkansas right here on Mind Blowing Decisions. Welcome, love. How are you?
Thank you. I'm blessed. Like I tell them, even through this mess, I am still blessed.
That's right. I mean, you are definitely on the road to making some great things happening. Can you tell us a little bit about where you are today and what's going on with you? And we understand that you have been traveling and, as you said, as I just read to our listening audience, and thank you all for listening. And please call someone and let them know that we're live on Mind Blowing Decisions on Faces of Success Radio 101. They can call in at 323-642-1569 and option 1 to speak on the line live. But you've been traveling state to state, and you said that there have been some roads tougher than others. So can you start there? What are some of the roads that have been tough, and how have you come out of those tough roads? And, you know, give us a picture of what that looks like.
Well, sister, first of all, many years ago, I ended up getting in some trouble, and I had to go do some time in prison. And I was never a bad person before that happened. I just got in a bad situation. And instead of getting out being one of the worst criminals there is, I became one of the best comedians there is. So I put the negative aside. And, you know, even getting out and trying to get a job or whatever, when you tell the truth, then they say no to you concerning the job. For many of those years, I wanted to just start doing some bad things to make sure I can make it in this world. But instead, I just started bringing laughter, and I saw how people was accepting me, and I just kept going and kept going. And shout out to Cookie. She was on tour with Cat Williams, and she was one of the bad girls of comedy. But she gave, you know, I was cutting up entertaining. I don't like saying I was a class clown because I wasn't no clown, but I was entertaining way before I met her. But she gave me 5 minutes at a place called Cheers in Moreno Valley, California, like 30 years ago. And when I saw how the people responded, I just kept it going. So that's what I mean by some roads was rougher than others. I had to go away for a few years. And like I said, when I got out, it wasn't like I kept that mentality. I just knew who I was before I went in.
Gosh, I mean, you know, I have to take a deep breath. Dear God, it is marvelous, one, let me say, to hear the courage and the strength behind your voice and your story. This is amazing to know that, you know, a lot of us have stories, but to hear your story is so defining right now because.
But you know what? Not cutting you off. I'm sorry. Not cutting you off.
Go ahead.
Like, I tried cocaine, as a lot of them know it as, but I haven't had that in over 30 years. I haven't had marijuana over 17 years. I haven't had alcohol 3 years and 4 months now. And I used to shoplift for a living because that was the only way I was able to make money. But on today, I can truly say it's been over 20 years I haven't put my hand on nothing that don't belong to me. So I felt in my spirit God was getting me ready. You know, he was cleaning me up before allowing me to blow up.
Miss Arkansas, comedian Miss Arkansas. You guys listening, y'all tune right in. This is an exclusive, guys. I don't know how many times she's told the story. I'm hearing it for the first time, and I'm mind blown. But I want to say this. Miss Comedian Arkansas has headlined and featured in features and hosted different comedy shows and entertainment in the entertainment industry. So this is how you said that you found laughter in replace of coming out of some of those rough places, those rough roads.
Right. And you notice when you read in my bio, my father, he used to always tell jokes and stuff on Fridays when he get paid and go cash his little check and give to mama, you know, buy him a little half a pint of heaven and he'll alcohol and he'll drink that and he go to telling jokes and it's like everybody in the neighborhood be laughing and stuff. So I felt like he the one inspired me to be the comedian that I am today because everybody loved my daddy.
Absolutely, and I truly can respect that. And when a girl have a dad that she can look up to, good or bad, it's just all good, no matter what.
Right.
So, so I thank you for giving honor to your father and the works that he put in with you, and thankfully that you had a father that inspired you. So tell me just a little bit, Miss Arkansas, how about the different comedy rooms that you were nominated in Caliwood in 2012 and 13. Tell our listeners a little bit about that. I can go on with your bio, but it's nothing like the authentic story.
Right. Shout out to Miss Cassandra Calloway. Yeah, she had an award show that she did every year. Hopefully she'll bring it back soon. But she put a poll on Twitter, and I was in the running with people like Mike Epps, comedians. But overall, the fans chose me. So ended up winning that year.
Congratulations. So
yes.
You won in 2012 semi-finalist for the Bay Area Black Comedy Competition. Miss Arkansas, comedian, appeared on a few TV shows. Over her 20-plus years, has been blessed to have worked with some of the best in the business. And she's already name-dropped and said a few big ones like Mike Epps. So, you know, big up to nominated, and not just nominated, but congratulations on winning and being, you know, the people's choice. That's great. What an honor. So
go ahead.
What did I put you at today? I want you to be free, girl.
Well, for many years, I tried to get in the Apollo in Harlem, New York. And first of all, I had my own comedy night at the Improv in Ontario, California. And everybody that know me know I change clothes, wigs, everything when I'm hosting. And I had left something there. And I saw Monique was going to be there that weekend, and I was like, oh, God, I could get my outfit and give me a picture with Monique. That's all I wanted. So when I went there, the general manager said, I'm sorry, Miss Arkansas, we can't let you in. We sold out. I said, I can respect that, and I was getting ready to leave, and a young lady stopped me. She said, excuse me, are you getting ready to buy a ticket? I said, no, they said they sold out. She said, well, my sister couldn't make it. Here, God bless you. And Monique had a 7 o'clock and a 9 o'clock show. That was her 7 o'clock. I went in and enjoyed the show. When the show was over, I walked up to her to take my picture. All I said was, hi, Monique. I'm comedian Miss Arkansas. She said, would you like to do some time on my next show? And her 9 o'clock show, I did 7 minutes. And she said
Girl,
she had to come out to... Come on now. and she said she had to come out the green room to see what they were laughing at. So she returned a year later, and I bought a ticket because I was like, they ain't going to be able to tell me that this time. And when I went in there, she enjoyed. She was excited to see me. I was excited to see her. Make a long story short, she said, baby, come back tomorrow night and close out my show with me. And I did that. And I made a T-shirt said, God, all I wanted was a selfie. Because even on that night, I told her, let's get a picture. And she said, come in the green room. She said, you are amazing. People need to know you. They need to see you. She said, I have a few tour dates coming up, and I'm going to take you on the road with me. That lady took me to Chicago for sold-out shows at the Improv in Chicago when she had her residency here in Las Vegas. At the SLS Hotel and Casino, I did 13 of her shows. And then I had been trying to get in the Apollo over 30 years on amateur night. And then I was blessed to go there with her last year in Harlem, New York, to the Apollo. And I was like, wow, that was something I had been trying to do for many years. But like I told them before I told my jokes, I told them, I had been trying to get in there almost 30 years on amateur night. I say, but the God I serve said I ain't no amateur, so I'm here, Apollo, and they went crazy.
Woo! I remember that show.
Yes, but like I told him, even if I had went on amateur night, I wouldn't have got booed, you know, so... But
wow,
yes,
listen,
we're
having an exclusive interview right here on Mind Blowing Decisions where we're talking about life, love, and relationship. And we have our favorite right now, Miss Comedian Arkansas. I'm telling you, I am so blessed. Everything that has been went before us in our bio is true to nature. I believe that breath of life is in you, and you continue to keep doing what you do. Before
yes.
we wrap up, I want to make sure that we hit on some of the projects that you're working on right now, and
okay.
how can we follow you and look for what can we look forward to.
Well, the other day I went and did a young man podcast, come to find out it was on Roku or Roku. I told him I don't know how to pronounce that mess. I spell it for him, R-O-K-U. But it was on there and Apple Podcasts, a lot of podcasts and that TV show or whatever. So that was a blessing. But my main event that I'm working on right now, shout out to Mr. Ron McCorry. We was going to have a real big event out here in Las Vegas at the Craig Ranch Amphitheater Park. But due to the coronavirus, he had a choice to have it like the end of next year sometime or put it on TV. So we will be doing it October the 22nd. I like saying if God say the same because the way things going now, we don't know what's going to happen today, let alone tomorrow. But if God say the same, October the 22nd, we'll be appearing on your TV screen. And what I love about it, you don't have to have cable. You just have to have internet. But for more
That's
information,
it.
They can go to C as in Cynthia, V as in Victor, Z as in Zebra, festival.com. And they'll get all the information and the tickets. They can also find them on there. And one special request, when it say discount code, please put number 700. No, you will not get a couple of dollars off. That's just how they identified that ticket was purchased for Miss Arkansas. So use discount code 700. And I have a few other things coming up, but, you know, sometimes when you got big things coming up, they don't want you to say nothing until they done said something. So I have to kind of hold off on that one, you know. But as soon as they tell me, I'm going to act like my mouth got diarrhea. It's just going to run. But my main thing to get out there is, like I say, the Cali Zona Vegas Festival, and it's going to be international. We have live music. Just to shout out one of my favorite bands, that we got a few of them, but I want to shout out my favorite one, Des Treasure and his band. They will be performing, and oh my God, when I say amazing, amazing. I'll also be doing comedy on there, me and a few other comedians, but the main attraction for that night is the theatrical play, which is Trump versus Obama. Pinocchio is a liar, nightmare. And
wow.
Trump will be played by Mr. Hawthorne James, and we all know him as Big Red from the Five Heartbeats. And Donald Trump, that's who he will be played. What I'm trying to say, Lord, help me. Oh, Obama will be played by the amazing, talented Jammin' Jay Lamont, comedian Jammin' Jay Lamont. We also have Kanye West. He will be played by comedian AJ Jamal. We have been blessed George Wallace, legendary George Wallace. He will also be in the play. And we have a Democrat, a Republican. We have other people in that play. But me, I am Candace Black. And I am liberal, so I really don't care about none of them. My thing is, what you going to do for me and the people? And that's how I feel for real with this election that's getting ready to go on now. And I'll say before I get off of here, please, everybody that's listening, if you able and willing, go out and vote. And if you're afraid you're going to catch something, you know, send it in the mail, but I ask you to spend $1.50, $1.75, whatever it is, to certify so they can't lie like they didn't get it. You know, so vote. And I can't tell you who to vote for. I just ask you to please go out and vote. Because if you don't vote, you don't have no opinion. You don't have no voice. You can't say nothing about what's going on for real. Because you didn't go out and do your part.
Wow.
Thank you so much.
You
know, Kellywood, I'm thinking about Miss Cassandra, since you brought that up. She have a lot going on, too, and shout out to her. But the Calizona Festival, Vegas Festival, one more time, the website is www.C as in Cynthia, Z as in zebra, V as in Victor, then spell out festival.com. And please remember to use the discount code 700. And I just finished doing a taping tonight here at the cantina or something, but you know, I can't really say nothing about that till they finish editing and all that good stuff. But they having me filming everywhere. And what's funny about it, I'm doing all this filming with my few coronavirus pandemic extra pounds. You know what I'm saying? Because I done gained a few pounds while all this stuff going on. So once it's over and I lose these few pounds, please don't think I done got sick or something happened. These are extra pounds right now, and I will get rid of them one day. So I just had to put that out there.
Okay,
but
so all
yes,
the fans.
And you know what else I want to share before I get off of here, sister? One more thing I want to share before I get off of here. I also have two sons that's incarcerated at this time. One doing state time, the other one doing federal time. I pray for both of them, but my main concern is my baby boy, the one doing the state time. He called like a month ago, and he was like, Mama, a lot of my cellies, talking about the cellmates, got the coronavirus. He said these officers coming in here sneezing and coughing and stuff. And then he said they was being tested. He called back, said they lost their test. Then he called back again, said he got tested. Then he called back again and told me he was okay. So I like to say to all the listeners on today, please just stay prayed up and covered up. And over these 51 years of living, I've learned to trust God when I can't trust myself. So going through this that we're going through, if you don't know him, now's the time to get to know him, because that's the only way you're going to be able to make it through what we're going through.
Wow. Thank you so much. Comedian Miss Arkansas, guys, I'm telling y'all, her bio precedes her, and everything that she stands for, and she just spoke to you. I hope you got something that can help you transform and transfer into a different situation. Well, our heart goes out to you and your sons. I'm praying with them, and I understand I have a brother and a son that's incarcerated and a few cousins. So,
wow.
Yes, the coronavirus are running rapid in the jails, and we're just praying, like you said, for their safety, and hopefully they'll be changing some policies and bringing people home during this time, at least giving people house arrest. I mean, what else,
right.
You know, keep us safe, you know, if there's a crime that can be, you know, listen up, y'all. Thank you so much, Miss Comedian. Miss Arkansas.
You're welcome.
I have been blessed tonight. Oh, my God,
yes,
I've been blessed. You guys go
and
follow. So how can they follow you on your social media?
Well, help a sister get her numbers up over on Instagram. You know, that's what the Hollywood wants, the numbers, even though I found it to be so true that a lot of times when I do these comedy shows and a big comedian on it that got millions of followers, don't nobody really be in there but the people that Adam brought. So, you know, that really don't make no difference, but they want to see the numbers. So help a sister get her numbers up over on Instagram, and that's Miss Arkansas Comedian.
So tell us. All right. Miss Arkansas Comedian. I'm definitely going over to follow you on IG. I'll be crosswise electric, I believe, but I'm following you, and thank you so much for giving us your time. We know you got to get back to your project that you're working on, and we can't wait to see and hear, and congratulations again on your win and your, not just your win, but on having the status of a semi-finalist for the Bay Area Black Comedian competition is awesome. It's amazing and great recognition for all the time and service you truly
really
have
the
paid.
Winner, sister. Look, I was really the winner,
you know,
but at the
you,
end,
you,
of
what
the
I'm
day,
saying, you were, you right, you at the end, you won. That's why I said congratulations for
right.
becoming. You became the semifinalist, but
you're
you
right.
brought that home. And,
right.
and you have the honor and recognition that I'm so proud of you. I really
You're
wish
right.
you the best.
And I can't
have you
the, all the up and coming comedians that, you know, that's listening, when they do these competitions, if you don't win, don't let it make you feel some kind mm-hmm. of way. Just look at it like this. We all are winners. They only have a few prizes.
Yes.
So
give us that Instagram one more time, Miss Arkansas.
Arkansas Comedian.
Miss Arkansas Comedian, IG, guys.
Yes,
go over,
one word.
Follow her. Help her get those numbers up, all one word. I'm so graciously to have been able to have this exclusive interview. Feel so gracious to have this interview with you. Thank you so much again for giving us your time.
Thank
You've
you.
You've been listening.
And you know, I don't mind sharing because I tell everybody that TMZ and all the rest of those people won't get to tell my story because people like yourself will be able to say, we already know.
That's right. I love it. I can't wait to get with this whole project again. Give us to the Vegas project again. Tell us about that.
Well, it's going to be on, am I saying it right? Roku. What is it? R-O-K-U, Roku.
Mm-hmm.
And from
yes,
what
Roku.
My understanding, I know it's on Movie on Demand, but they can get their tickets at CZVFestival.com. And when they go to that website, they'll be able to see everything. Everybody that's a part of gonna pop up videos, and they can also click on the link that say purchase now, and then it'll take them to him ticketing and get their ticket. Matter of fact, today is the last day that there are $29.99 plus tax, which is like $33 maybe, something like that. Tomorrow they'll be $39.99, but that's the last feet. It won't go no higher than that. That just would be it, because we started off like $24.99, then $29.99, now $39.99. But they can go on there and get their tickets. And when you get your ticket, one thing I ask everybody to please do, just right before you click checkout, they ask you, do you want to enter the discount code? And you enter the number 700. And once again, it do not give you a few dollars off. That's just how they identify that that ticket was bought for Comedian Miss Arkansas.
That's right. Get the credit to the right person. Let's do this right, guys. Get over there and make sure you put that discount code in at 700 so Miss Arkansas can be credited. We appreciate you so much, love. We wish you all the best and more. And we can't wait to be joining you on State to State and following you. We wish everybody safe journeys, a safe night. Peace and love to you all. Miss Arkansas, you have a last word for the night. And you all have been listening to Mind Blowing Decision. I'm your host, Nishan L.
Well, my last word for tonight, everybody just continue to wear these masks. If you don't like wearing them, decorate them, you know, make you feel good with it on. Wear your mask, wash your hands, do whatever you got to do to make you safe. Don't do what you see other people do. Do what you know that's going to keep you safe and keep those around you safe. And I said again, I've learned because I've been in a lot of mess. And God brought me out of it. So I've learned to trust him when I can't trust myself. So I just say for the listeners, if you don't know what you're going through, don't know how you're going to get through it, and you're about to lose your last little mind, talk to him and watch how everything work out. Because even through this mess, I am still blessed.
Thank you so much. Guys, it's been great. Ms. Arkansas, we know you got to get back. Thank you again for joining us.
Thank you.
Face of Success Radio 101 FM. Please go and support everything that her hands is on is blessed. Comedian Miss Arkansas, guys, y'all support, 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 and get good luck with everything that you're doing again. Continue blessings. Have a great night and have a great episode. I know you got to do editing and stuff, but, man, such a blessing. You be well for the remaining of time. I just truly have enjoyed you tonight, Miss Comedian. Oh, my God, Arkansas is, I can't say it again, how proud of you I am. Thank you so much.
Well, you have a blessed night, my sister, and anytime you want me back, like the song
we
say,
having you
I'll
back next
be
month.
There.
Don't worry about it. We'll be, you'll be back in a couple of weeks. Thank you so much.
Good night. God bless.
God bless.